With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
You listened in to our episode earlier this week. We mentioned at the end we were going to have a little session talking Liverpool and the dumpster fire that it is at the moment. So if you're a Liverpool fan, listen if you want, but don't hate us. Don't hate us. But if you're not a Liverpool fan, listen, you may have some of these same opinions. I am Sean Feely. I am joined, as always, by David Farina, Philip Charnley. You can find us on YouTube. At youtube.com/FiresideFPL, or you listen to us anywhere you find your podcast at FiresideFPL. If you watch us on YouTube, we always appreciate likes, comments, and subscribes.
It's free.
Free takes a second, and we appreciate you if you do it. We appreciate you anyways, frankly. And check us out on our socials, Instagram, X, Patreon, if you like what we talk about and you want to hear more FPL/football insights. So, guys... Before we jump into this, how are the boys doing? I would assume good.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
I know Dave's good because of the conversation topic.
No, I'm horrendous because of what Madrid's going through. So I do look forward to talking about Liverpool to get away from my club's chaos.
Now listen, you have the best. You have the best coach in the world, and I just think that should give you a little bit of excitement.
Sean's unbiased opinion.
Very unbiased.
I mean, I love
have,
him.
You might have Wirtz by next year, speaking of Liverpool. So
I would quite literally kick out every single player before kicking out Xavi Alonso.
You should.
I take that statement back. I'll save a few players.
You know, funny enough, this all kind of ties together because Xavi Alonso might be at Liverpool. Who knows? Those are the rumors.
That's a good point.
If he gets picked out of Madrid,
good for him.
He's probably going to Liverpool because Arne Slot is struggling.
He's on the hot seat.
Struggling.
All right. So what the hell is happening to Liverpool? And I say that because, like, this is... We're teetering on a collapse at this point. It's not a full collapse yet. We're not even halfway through the season. But, like, we are teetering on the collapse, not just because they tied Sunderland and Leeds, who, frankly, are teams that Liverpool should not be tying in back-to-back weeks, but... The manager and the club's biggest name are fighting. Salah had an interview. I'm sure most people have seen it by now where he mentioned he and Schlott's relationship is pretty much broken down. He mentioned getting thrown under the bus. Schlott's response to that was, I didn't know that was happening. And I, you know, that doesn't feel like what's happening, whether it's true or not, I don't know. He has been benched for 3 straight starts, right?
Yep.
3. And I just read today he is not traveling to Milan for the UCL.
Correct.
So let's just start with a question. Do we think Schlott is warranted in all of this and kind of how he's approaching it? Or does Salah have a point? Because, never mind, go ahead. I don't want, you go. Because I have my opinions, but I want to hear you guys.
I would say Salah is completely wrong in every single statement he made. And if a teammate of mine came out saying what he said, I wouldn't want to play for him as my technically best player on the team and the person that's supposed to pull you to victory. Yeah. I would lose all the respect for someone like him. Ronaldo, even Ronaldo teetered with saying stuff like that, but he never went as far as Salah did, and he's 10 times the player.
Do you know kind of a good... I heard it, but I don't necessarily remember what he said. Do you have a good idea?
Oh, yeah.
Can you kind of reiterate just for the people listening or watching who didn't hear or see it?
This fool.
The Egyptian fool.
Said.
Used to be a king.
I don't have to fight for my spot.
Oh, geez, Louise.
And then proceeded to say, but I'm not bigger than anyone.
He said something along the lines of everything I've done for this club.
Yeah,
so I don't have to. I don't have to fight for my spot. And
then he also said he's not bigger than anyone, because that's a direct. That's just directly at odds with each other.
Shenanigans. He said, well, someone wants me out of the club. Someone's throwing me under the bus, right? Because you're the only person that's been benched. Vertz. How much money they spent on Vertz. He's been benched. Gakpo, who's been one of their better attackers. They've all been benched. Isak, he's got benched. But no, Mo, you're the one. It's all about you.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, you got, and I know he's not going to look at it like this, obviously. First of all, what did we say before the season started? When a guy gets his bag, it just happens in sports. Guys get that bag, and they're getting... It's like their last big contract. They tend to fall off. I don't know why it happens. I'm not saying it's because they got paid, but, like, it tends to happen a lot.
I mean... Okay, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I didn't like fully agree with... I agree with the concept. I didn't like fully agree with you when you said that at the start of the year.
I didn't think it'd be this bad.
But like, I don't think he suddenly got old and like his legs are gone, like some people seem to think, because he got paid. I don't think he's... obviously hasn't played anywhere near what he's capable of. I don't know whether or not that's due to him getting a contract, but like you have to have some self-awareness that like, hey, like he knows he hasn't played as well as he's capable of, yet he's still totally cool with coming out and saying that.
Yeah.
And it's just the level of like, it's so typical of like today's... this is going to sound very get off my lawny, but like it's so typical of today's like today's athlete. And, you know, maybe it's because of social media, but like, it's just always about, oh, what about me? And it's like, well, Mo, you're not in 10th in the Premier League. Liverpool are in 10th in the Premier League. And to come out and say that at like, in terms of what's going on the field and like your team's darkest time in the past decade, I think tells everyone all you need to know about what he actually feels. Yeah. And that he, oh, I love Liverpool. I will do anything for this club, blah, 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 as long as it's convenient for me. And yeah, like exactly what Phil said. I don't know how you look any of your teammates in the eye or walk into that locker room after saying this.
And here's the thing too. It's like, if it was a situation where he was playing out of his mind and, you know, he gets benched, I'm like, okay, Schlott, what are you doing? Like, I get it. You're new. Salah's an old guard player, right? He's not a slot player. He's been there. He's, you know, it's a similar situation you see in a lot of sports. New manager comes in, the guy that's been there for years is like, I don't really like how you do things. But the problem is he's playing horribly. And, you know, I think Schlott has a right to try out the guys that he got, because look at what they spent this offseason. They got Kirkes. They got Frimpong. They got Isak. They got Vertz. Like, they spent record-breaking amounts of money for Schlott to get his team, because we said it. I'm not saying he's not a good coach, manager. I'm sure he is. But last year might have been partly Klopp's old team and Salah having just a ridiculous outlier season.
Plug and play.
And now Schlott's trying to build his own team, and while I don't think he did it right, I think he has a right to bench players to try out guys like Vertz, who they spent, what, 126 million euros on?
When it's not going well, you're going to try different things.
We all know Salah hasn't been playing well, but for anyone out there that's trying to defend him a bit, let's just talk about some stats. And we've all seen him play, so the eye test isn't in his favor. He's looked horrendous. He has the most touches in the box for the team. In 13 games, 89, he's only gotten 10 shots on target. I feel like that right there shows that, and I mean, his dribbling percentage is horrendous. It's like 23%, the worst on the team of the attackers. So, and I just think that touches in the box and only 10 shots shows that he's maybe lost that step that creates the space to be able to get those shots off, because you would expect a lot more shots on target. He's actually only had 10 shots off of the 89 touches in the box. Or no, yeah. 32 shots, 10 shots on target. Yeah. I think that's like the biggest piece. He's been the center of the attack for the team, and he's not produced anything for them. We were noticing that last year, and a lot of his stats were saved by a PKs, last minute assists, kind of. He wasn't having those like slot plays that we were used to. So his decline was starting, but the stats were still supporting him to be at the top. And I think this year, those shots, those goals, those assists aren't going his way. And it just looks really bad.
I mean, to keep going on the eye test, though, like on those shots, we've all said it. There's times he's taken shots when Wirtz is wide open at the top of the 18. And whether he's not passing it to him because Wirtz is the new name, Wirtz is the big name. I'd like to think Salah's not ignoring Wirtz because of that reason. But there's been multiple times where Wirtz is just sitting wide open where he can get the ball in the middle and probably work it over to Gakpo, whoever's out there, and maybe they get a better chance. And Salah just rips one over the net or right at the goalie. And it's like, dude, just hit it across. Like, I know you're not used to having another massive name next to you that's probably your heir apparent, but give him the ball.
I mean, some say that the reason Mane left was because Salah wouldn't give him the ball half the time. And there's like a blow up of Mane on the bench a couple times where Salah could have just slotted it to him for an easy tap in, and he tried to go around the goalie or shoot. So I don't think him, and great players have to have that.
Yeah,
ego.
I'm not
going to
blame him for being selfish.
So, yeah,
that's what you
have
to do. They have
to be selfish.
You have to be selfish.
But there's times to be selfish, and there's times to get the team a goal or get another player a goal.
For sure.
And I really haven't seen Salah do that in those moments. And even last year. I mean,
okay, fair enough.
One of the greatest teams and strongest teams we've seen broke up because of potentially that. I don't know all the ins and outs, but that's what a lot of Liverpool fans say.
Yeah, it's a conundrum. Okay, so we've talked about what the issues are. We've talked about how they're struggling. Look, we're not experts.
We
are experts. We are experts in what we say Liverpool should do. How do they fix what's happening? Because even when he's been benched now, two of their last three games, they have got draws against teams that, frankly, they shouldn't be drawing. And even if you draw leads, it shouldn't be 3-3. So it's not like you can just blame the offense when you give up three goals. Like, what is happening with Virgil and Konate? So how does Schlott go about fixing the problem? What can they do right now?
Well, I think what he did, like the run of games, let me look, before Salah got benched these last three games, they gave up three goals to Forest, they gave up three to City, they gave up three to Brentford, they gave up two to United, two to Chelsea, two to Palace. So like, you gotta stop the bleeding from the back first. And so, like, if there's one guy you're going to take out of the team to, you know, try and help out the defense, because, like, you're not, I guess you could bench Van Dijk, but, like, you're going to keep playing Van Dijk and Konate. You're not going to put in, like, Joe Gomez, but you're going to take out the guy that doesn't really help you defensively and try to start there. And to me, if you're going to take someone out, it's going to be Mo Salah. And it's, you know, combine that with the fact that he's not playing well. You know, it makes it a fairly easy decision to try once or twice. I don't feel like there's a lot he can do otherwise. I mean, he could go back to the midfield three of Sabasla, Gravenberch, and McAllister that works so well, but he's done that and it hasn't worked.
Sabasla, I played in the back in one of these recent Nottingham Forest.
He's played right back a decent amount this year.
I know Frimpong's hurt, but like, you're telling me, and Andy Robertson's still there, is he not?
Robertson plays on the left. They've been playing Connor Bradley there. They played Joe Gomez there. And
I think they got Frimpong and didn't have much of a depth backup plan at the position.
Well, you called it, too, in the offseason that Frimpong's a wingback. He's not a fullback.
Yeah. No, he's not. He's not great at defense.
I am surprised Kirkus has been so lackluster.
But I think Virgil is partially to blame, too. I think he's kind of seen the team struggle and not be able to get goals, whatever's going on in the locker room. And he's looked apathetic out there. He's hasn't looked intense. Yeah. And when the captain of your captain and the general of the back line does that, everyone kind of lacks that intensity. Mm-hmm. And I think that he's partially to blame.
I also think people tend to forget his age. He is 34, and I know defenders tend to last longer. Look at Pepe. But Ramos. What, like 50? Ramos, yeah, I agree, but like 34 normally is an age.
I can't agree with you.
You're not going to give him the age out? No.
I get what Sean's saying.
It's his body language.
He might be tired.
When he closes people down, he's kind of just like sticking his butt out, like he's twerking.
I think you're both right. There are times where Konate and Van Dijk just seemingly switch off for no apparent reason, and there's runners wide open in the box. I don't know how you fix the defensive problems. I mean, there were times last year when they kind of looked leaky.
Spend more money. Mark Gahey incoming.
No wonder they wanted Gahey. They knew.
They knew.
In Schloss' defense, I think he might have known. I think Konate's not as good as maybe I thought he was personally.
He's fine. If you put him next to prime Van Dijk, he's
not
great.
Prime anymore. At the moment, he's not prime at the moment. Yeah. Maybe the World Cup gets him back in order this summer, but we're going to find out real quick in the World Cup if Van Dijk's done or just had a bad run here.
I want to go back to like talking about, you know, you mentioned how Salah's not going for their game against Inter Milan. And like, what do they do? How do they handle this situation? And like, you can't, like, to me, if Salah comes back and plays for this team, he better do like the biggest mea culpa that anyone's ever seen. Because if you just let him walk back into the team like next weekend in the Premier League, even if he's on the bench, like, that is going to totally undermine.
Was it his decision?
Whose?
Did Salah decide not to go?
No, Slot and management decided it. But
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But you're going to totally undermine Slot's authority, and like, players aren't going to respect him if they can see what Salah goes and does. And then, he just comes back and gets to play again. I think it's time to go.
Yep.
I think he can go to Saudi Arabia and become irrelevant and get more money go ahead and drift away into the sunset. Honestly, they need a refresh, I think, up front. I think they've let some guys go that fit the way that Klopp really liked to play. And I don't know if they just don't have the attackers that fit the way Slot wants to play. But
how does Schlott want to play?
I don't know.
No, we'll find
out. But Klopp, like, you knew, like, if you watch Liverpool now, and to further answer the question of how do you fix the defense, I think you can also look up front, because when in Klopp's system they had guys that would just run their butts off the whole game, like Mane, Luis Diaz, even Roberto Firmino, Darwin Nunez would run, and now none of these guys are there, and like, Gakpo's not going to press the whole game. Isak, for as good as he is, he's not going to do that. We know Salah's not going to do that.
Gakpo, Ekitike, and Isak aren't dogs.
They're all great players.
They're extremely talented players. They need players to do that for them.
Isak's got some of that Salah in him, if we're honest. Isak and Salah got similar attitudes this season.
I think Isak needs to just get fit. But
not to mention who you said Luis Diaz. Is he... He's the one
I don't know why. I don't know why they let him go.
I don't know why you would sell him, but
was a weird one. I understand Darwin Nunez, and I apologize, I do not remember his name right now. Who had the tragic incident in the offseason?
Thiago Jota.
Thiago Jota was also part of this team, and that's unexpected, but like, that hurts. Yeah. Right? That hurts.
Of course.
Yeah.
So they let go a guy that they probably shouldn't have. They unfortunately lost someone tragically. Darwin Nunez probably should have went, so that one's fine. But like, you know, you lose these pieces, like you just said. And we said it before the season. They brought so many pieces in so fast. And you're changing the entire way a team's used to playing in a matter of months.
Yeah.
And we're still waiting on the gel, and it's getting worse.
If I'm an owner, and I would love if a Liverpool fan would just
LeBron,
give us their
part owner. LeBron.
If I'm LeBron,
part owner.
We're not going to say that.
LeBron,
owner.
LeBron can play right back.
And I
play goalie, right?
He could play any position.
He's an athletic freak.
And no, but if I knew all the ins and outs of this situation, obviously you have to pick right now between Salah and Slot. Mm-hmm. I'm not backing Salah. I'm backing Slot.
I don't know if I want to back on there.
Salah needs to, well, step one, Salah needs to go. He kind of just, in my opinion, he kind of just ruined his relationship with the club. So he's gone.
Yeah.
Second problem, are there other players that don't believe in Slot, or are there other underlying issues there? If yes, whether it's his fault or not, Slot needs to go. And you bring in someone else because they have way too much talent, way too many young players, and way too much the perfect combination of physicality and quality to not be able to build a very freaking good team.
Alonso incoming.
Now, if there is no other issue outside of Salah with Slot, then I think Slot deserves a second chance of rebuilding the team where the focus is in with Salah, but with whatever his view of the team is. So that's kind of my approach and how I would...
I agree. I think you got to give... Sports are turning into just like manager in, manager out, manager in, manager out. That's all sports. That's the NHL. I mean, you see a lot in American football. Give these guys a little bit of time. I think Schlott deserves the full season and then into the next one, the same way Amarin got. So yeah, I agree with that. That's a good summary. Last question before we go. Is Salah here after January? Is he in Liverpool after January or not?
No.
I think they're making a mistake if he is. So I don't think Liverpool...
I don't agree he's gone in the January transfer window.
He should be.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
I'll send you back in now and be like...
What was that?
I'll say we'll pay your wages until whatever the contract is.
Let him sit there.
We'll pay his wages because he makes so much money
on there. Let him just sit there and rot.
Yeah.
Don't transfer and let him play. Let him sit there and rot.
Yeah, Newcastle tried that and that kind of sucked.
Yeah. Different situation.
Eventually, Isak won the battle. Like,
the other thing, I want to bring up one more thing. I don't know if you guys heard what Jamie Carragher said, and I didn't know this and have obviously no way of knowing this, but like apparently Salah like never stops in the mixed zone to like talk to the media after games, which is fine. You're not obligated.
No.
And he said he's only stopped in the mixed zone like 3 or 4 times in his entire career.
Dang.
And the last 2 times he's done it is... I think it was after he said after the Southampton game last year where Salah scored the winner, and then he brought up the fact Liverpool didn't offer him a contract at that moment. So he pick and chose that moment to stop, and he picked this moment to stop.
Oh,
and
brother,
say
this guy stinks!
Starting to like him less and less the more I hear.
I don't know who his agent is or who's advising him, but someone needed to just give him one of these and smack him and say, hey, you going out there and acting like you're bigger than the club isn't going to work.
We'll get you your biggest contract of your career.
They're going to kick you to the curb because...
After he gets the biggest contract of his career.
Before he came to Liverpool, I don't know if you guys remember where he played in the Premier League. Chelsea. And he
went
kind of failed.
Chelsea, Roma, Liverpool.
Yeah, and he kind of failed pretty hard.
Yeah.
And so, like, yeah, it's just the level of like entitlement I can't handle. I don't know how anybody at that club could look him in the eye and have any respect left for him.
Can I leave it with this statement and leave us if you agree or not? Yep. If you're a player right now or a younger player coming up, if you look at what Ronaldo and Messi have produced and both had their ways with their club, I'm not saying they were perfect, but if you're not producing what they produced or something similar, both individually and title wise, you shouldn't act like you're better than them and expect things from the club when those clubs didn't even give those two players what they asked for.
Real Madrid moved off of Ronaldo
the moment
when
he asked for
maybe
more.
Maybe still peak.
Man United did it twice.
They did twice. So if you're acting like you're above those two players and not producing half of what they did, then you're just completely in the wrong.
Yeah, the last 2 minutes have made me think he's probably gone. Unless he turns an attitude that seems like it's been his whole career around, he's probably gone. Okay, hey, good conversation. Again, Liverpool fans, if you got all the way through this, we appreciate you so much. Listen, we hope your club gets better for this, I think is the point. We want him to leave.
Not
so
him.
You get better. Dave doesn't want you to get better, but Phil and I don't mind.
Yeah, I don't mind
better.
Them.
I don't mind.
I don't want you to be 10th because that's just wrong for Liverpool to be 10th.
Like
3rd. But like, you can be like 5th.
It's weird. Okay. Tune in. Coming back next week after the weekend game week. AFCON coming up. We'll be talking again. A little short format. We're trying something new. So stick with us. And with that, bye.
Bye.
See ya.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.